Hi, this is Jill Bodonsky, and this is the best of season one of A Muse's Daydream, episode 3, That's Not How It Works, Muse. This is one of my favorites because of all the subtle nuances, some planned, some unplanned, a twist at the end, and a cereal box callback. See if you can hear those things. Maybe you can relate. And subscribe if you like, where you get your podcasts. Here we go. That's Not How It Works, Muse, by Jill Bodonsky. This muse has large, flowing green feather wings and is fluttering dangerously close to the chandelier. She's holding a big red and black neon sign that says, "Write something!" The poet sees the sign, sighs, and writes, "Nothing." The muse waves the sign dramatically with teeth pressed together in a large, forced smile. The poet sighs and shrugs, still nothing. The muse kicks a few clever adjectives onto the poet's blank sheet of paper. Tender, turquoise, telltale. Really good adjectives. The poet swats them with a fly swatter and places them in the garbage with the trout and pilaf leftovers from dinner last night. The muse, now perturbed, pulls out her secret stash of nouns that surely belong in a poem. Concoction, skyscraper, silver 1983 Buick. But the poet is reading the back of the Rice Krispies box that was left on the table from breakfast. The muse drops a few of her best verbs on the poet's blank paper. The poet pushes the verbs around with her pen and then collects them in a mason jar, punches holes in the lid, and places the jar next to the cinnamon that expired in 09. That's it. The muse has reached the threshold of her tolerance and flies out the window. She is headed toward a songwriter who is strumming a guitar behind the morning glories on the porch swing next door. When she was gone, I wrote this. You can't force poems. They come more easily when you're on a walk looking at how the primrose are coming along, or watching shadows across the wood floor in the afternoon, or soaking in a tub filled with rose-scented bubbles, or driving on a road through fields of corn or potatoes, or preparing a batch of marshmallow treats. By the way, the recipe is on the back of specially marked boxes of Rice Krispies. Creativity comes when there's a kind space to daydream, and an ability to pay attention and trust that when it's ready, a poem will snap, crackle, and pop. This is Jill Bodonsky. Be kind to yourself. Stay safe.